You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. This is Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe Santagato, and today we have a special guest.
Adam Sank is with us.
Woo. Hey.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
So we're going to get right into it. Oh, actually, before we get right into it, I have to give a shout out. I gave a numerology and tower reading to one of our fans. He paid for it, but
oh, Lord.
He's amazing. I told him I'd give him a shout out to Toast. That's his nickname.
Toast?
Yeah, Toast.
That's a weird nickname.
Yeah, his name's Travis. But so Toast, Travis, this is your shout out.
Is he really tan?
No, like normal.
Is he dry?
No, it was over Skype, so I couldn't really see how dry his skin was, but it looked pretty healthy. It looked like he was taking care of himself. But there
just
you go.
Trying to figure out why his name's Toast.
Yeah, we're trying to determine where the nickname came from.
You think I would have asked that, but I didn't.
I'll accept the fact that his name is Toast.
Anyway, okay, so Adam, we're having you on. And actually, when I had my old podcast, I had you on because I find you so inspiring.
Wow,
actually.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and
no
hilarious.
One's ever described me that way.
Really? Well, you're also hilarious.
Thank you.
I saw you, the first time I saw you do comedy was like probably 3 years ago.
Okay.
At, I think it was Frank Liotti's show.
Oh, yeah. That sounds right.
Yeah. And I was like, I like him.
Thank you.
You have positive energy and you're funny. And I'm into that.
Thanks, baby.
You're welcome. So do you have YouTube stuff that the fans can check
I
you
do.
Out?
I do. I have lots of YouTube stuff. I have a website, adamsank.com. I'm on Twitter, Adam Sank. I'm the only Adam Sank in the world except for this one dude in like Germany.
Really?
Yeah. So if you just Google me, it's easy to find me.
Yeah, check out his comedy. But yeah, so we're having you on because you found out that you were HIV positive. How long ago?
10 years ago.
10 years ago.
That's a decade.
That's a decade of pause. By the way, this microphone smells exactly like a nutsack.
Does it really?
After like a 2-hour workout. And well, I'm kind of digging it.
They teabag all the microphones before each podcast.
I mean,
they
do. It's a very specific smell.
Right. They they make sure they clean the tables. They teabag the microphones.
It's nothing but balls in my face right now. But let's continue. So yes, 10 years ago, 10 years ago, I think 9 years ago, I tested positive. But it was, you know, it had happened like 6 months before that. So
okay.
It's about 10 years.
So do you know now how you got it?
You know, it's one of these weird things. I mean, I know I got it from sex. That's pretty obvious. I was a big whore, and I didn't always use condoms. So it's not a big mystery. Although, specifically during that time period, I wasn't particularly unsafe. And it was very easy at the time to go back and look at what I had done and be like, well, that couldn't have been it, and that couldn't have been it. There was one guy who I was like, it had to be him. And I confronted him, and he was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, I'll get tested. I promise I'll get tested this week. And he called me a week later, and he said, I'm negative.
Wow.
So either he's lying to me, or I don't actually know specifically how I got this.
Did you contact all of the partners, though, anyway?
I did. I mean, well, certainly I got in touch with anyone that I had been with since.
Yeah.
Especially people with whom I had been unsafe.
Yeah.
Which just proves that I was being unsafe at times, which is stupid, especially then. I mean, it's a little less stupid now for reasons
it's
that we can go
stupid.
Into.
It's still stupid. Wear a condom, though. Everyone should wear a condom.
I mean, yes. That's the only way to really have safe sex and protect yourself against everything, not just HIV, but if you're straight, you know, protect against pregnancy for everyone.
Says
herpes.
The single mom, by the way, who got pregnant.
You did not use
from
condoms.
From not using a condom.
When you
so.
Should have. No, but I mean, the only thing that protects against all STDs is condoms. However, nowadays you'll hear about a lot of gay guys taking what's called PrEP or pre-exposure prophylaxis. And that's essentially a pill, an antiretroviral that keeps you from seroconverting, keeps you from becoming infected. So you can actually have condomless sex now and be pretty well protected. I mean, they're saying it's like 99% effective, and that's changing the game.
I had no idea that was even out.
I had no idea.
That's like a new thing, like in the last couple years.
Wow.
But so like anyone could take that? Girls could take that?
Yes. I don't know if it's recommended for women because HIV meds typically were tested on men and don't always work as effectively for women. But sooner or later, yes, there will be something available for everyone who wants to fuck without condoms and not worry about HIV. But as I said, it doesn't protect against anything else. So you can still get like warts. You can get all kinds of shit that you just don't want. So I would recommend.
And is it really that bad to
HIV?
Have sex? No.
It's not great.
We'll get into that. But is it really that bad to have sex with a condom? Like, I, you know, for me, it doesn't feel much of a difference.
You want to answer that, Joe?
I mean, I always use a condom, but I like, there's some that are worse than others. Like, it just depends on the brand.
Like the thinner brands?
If you go ultra thin, like, you're chilling. Obviously, it's not no condom, but it's still, like, it's not like it just doesn't feel like anything.
I'll tell you what happened to me with condoms. When I was young, when I first came out, it was, like, the height of the AIDS crisis. And you just had to be, like, suicidal to not use a condom. So I wore a condom every single time that I was the top. And I insisted on a condom anytime I was the bottom. But as the years go by, especially when you're in a long-term relationship with someone that and you're both negative, you just stop using them because there's no pregnancy risk. So you stop using them and you get used to that. And then you're like, oh, fuck. Now I have to start using them again. It's very difficult for most people to, once they've seen Paris, it's very hard to go back to the farm. So that's what happened. And I realized how much better it felt, how much more intimate it was. And the fact is, for 30 years now, they've been telling gay men we have to use condoms every single time we have sex. And that's just not a realistic long-term safe sex strategy.
Yeah.
Most straight people don't use condoms for 30 years.
Yeah. So they're saying even when you're in a relationship?
They were at the time. That used to be the guidelines. Now, then it became if you're in a if you're both negative or you're both positive and you're – you know, you're in a monogamous, well, basically, if you're both negative and you're in a monogamous relationship and you totally trust each other 100% and know that the other person is never going to cheat, then okay, but you should probably still use condoms just in case. That was sort of the message that we got. And I think it was a good message for a while. And then, like I said, I think as a community, condom fatigue set in just as they were developing all of these really incredibly effective anti-HIV drugs that were keeping us alive and healthy indefinitely. I mean, I've been on the same meds now for 10 years, and aside from taking one pill every night before I go to bed, my life is the same as anybody else's. I'm never sick.
You seem high energy. You look great. you know, I'm not like saying so everyone go out and get HIV. I'm not like, but it's just funny because growing up as a kid, you hear like, oh my God, if you get HIV, it's a death sentence immediately. Yeah.
No, and we did too. And that was true at the time. And I don't want to be flip about it because hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people died and certainly hundreds mm-hmm. of thousands of gay men died. It was a Holocaust. The community was decimated in the 80s and early 90s.
Wow.
But starting in 95, when the protease inhibitors came out, and then in the early 2000s when they developed what's called HART, which was highly effective antiretroviral therapy, which is what I was on from the get-go, like these are really good drugs. And there's basically two indicators that they look at when you're positive. They look at your T cells and your viral load. Your T cells, we all have T cells. That's just like your white blood cell ratio, and you want them to be high so they can fight off infection. And they should be about 1,000, and that's what mine have always been. So you, as long as your T cells are in the normal range, then you're healthy. And then your viral load is how many copies of the actual virus they can find in your blood. And when you're on the kind of meds that we're all on now, your viral load is undetectable. They literally can't find any of it.
Wow.
So I get my blood drawn once every 6 months as a precaution to make sure that I'm still healthy, that the meds are still doing what they're supposed to do. And every 6 months, my doctor tells me your viral load is undetectable and your T cells are in the upper 900s or early 1,000s, whatever.
Wow.
And as long as that's the case, we just keep going.
And how's your sex life with it?
Well, again, it's changed. In the beginning, a lot of people were freaked and didn't want to do anything. You know, they were like, "Oh, I can't even kiss you." You know, but there were always people that were like, "All right, I'm cool with it." You know, as long as we have safe sex. And then, as the years have gone by and these meds have gotten better and better, and like I told you about with this prophylactic pill that people are taking, now people are like, "Oh, you're positive? Let's not use condoms." And I'm talking about negative people are saying this to me. Like, because they're not scared anymore. And it's weird for me because on the one hand, I'm glad that, like, I'm not a fucking pariah. And
like people look at you and go, oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't want to strike fear in people's hearts, and I want people to have sex with me. But I also don't want everyone to just, like, start fucking their brains out without condoms because that's how we got into this in the first place.
Yeah.
And what a lot of doctors say is that sooner or later, another microbe is going to bubble to the surface. And it could be just as deadly or more deadly as HIV. And the bottom line is, you know, human beings aren't designed to have, like, thousands of sex partners. Like, we're just not. And you don't have to be moralistic. You don't have to be religious. We're sort of meant to settle down with one person, more or less. And our bodies are designed that way. And when you are constantly introducing foreign substances into your body, you're putting yourself at risk for various things. And so, like I said, it's kind of a mixed blessing. I'm so grateful these drugs are keeping me alive. That is, I'm 100% about. But whether or not I think gay men should just stop using condoms now that we don't have to, like, I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea.
No, I love your perspective on it. Like, okay, right now, HIV, we've gotten a handle on that.
Right.
You know, maybe not 100%. I'm sure there are tons of people who are, you know, battling it and the medicine hasn't worked for
not
them.
So much
really?
Anymore. Yeah, this is the thing. It's like no one's getting sick anymore.
Wow.
In the United States. Now, there are countries where either people can't afford the meds because they're terribly expensive or they don't take them the way you're supposed to. You have to take your pill every day. I've never missed a dose in 10 years. Not once. Doesn't matter how fucked up on drugs or drunk I was. I never missed a dose. You miss a dose, you can totally fuck yourself and you have to switch to a new med.
If you have HIV, take your fucking medicine.
Exactly. But you know,
great
there's
advice, Kate.
But there's like socioeconomic
says
factors.
Once again the person who couldn't get her birth control life together.
But you know, there's people who are economically depressed. There's people who have drug habits. There's all kinds of shit that people deal with that keeps them from being as smart and as conscientious as they should be.
Yeah.
Easy
for me to say in the position I'm in the U.S. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know someone else's life in another place. It could be totally.
You don't know my life.
You don't know my life.
Bitch. But yeah, people, the amazing thing about it, because I think in, you know, like you guys, I think like straight people must think of anyone with HIV as like dying. Like, I just think that must just be an assumption.
I
on
think
your
that
part.
I think that's
changed.
Definitely an assumption.
You still assume that? I feel like after
assume,
Magic
I don't assume
Johnson,
that because I'm not stupid, but I like. Yeah. I can see why a majority of people would go, you got HIV, like, he's just slowly dying.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because they don't know. Like, this pill, I had no fucking idea about
me
this
neither.
Pill. Like, you know what I mean? And I also didn't know that it was one pill that you had to take, like, every day. I knew you had to take something every single day.
It used
I thought
to
it was
be,
like an assortment.
It used to be way more. It used to be people had to wake up, like, every 3 hours. They had to set a fucking alarm
wow.
so they could take, like, another pill and another. It was awful.
How long ago was that?
Not that long ago, like the mid to late 90s.
Wow.
And then like I said, 95 and like 2001, 2002 were both like huge breakthrough years. 95 is when people stopped dying. And in the early 2000s is when it just became like, oh, I'm just taking my daily vitamin. and you know,
yeah.
I feel guilty in some ways because of the suffering and the death that went before me. But I'm like, you know, my life is pretty normal.
Yeah.
And when I first got this, the first thing I said to my doctor is like, how much time do I have? You know, I was like, oh, dramatic. He's like, you're going to have as much time as anyone else. He's like, you might die early, but it won't be from this if you take your meds. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, that's what's so interesting is, you know what? Because when you just asked that about like what straight people think, I think what changed my belief system is actually you about a year ago. So I think before that,
because I look so healthy.
No, I think before that I did think like, oh, if you get it, you might be okay. Like the drugs might work on you, but they might not. I really didn't know. And then now, you know, having talked to you and interviewed you, I get that HIV is not a death sentence, which is interesting though, because I've said this on the podcast before. My boyfriend's best friend played a prank on him one time where he texted him from an anonymous number saying, hey, I got bad test results. Call me immediately, pretending to be a girl.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
That's like the worst.
That is twisted as fuck. I would never speak to that person again.
Him and him, it's his best friend. Do you know Mike Cannon?
Yes.
Yeah, it's
Mike did that? That fuck. He's probably jerking off with a flesh bot at the time or yeah. whatever that thing's called.
So Mike did it. And, you know, they actually, Tim forgave him right away. But, yeah, Tim, my boyfriend, was freaking out thinking he might have HIV. And I was way calmer. And when I think about it, I think what actually made me so calm was knowing that I'd still have a healthy life. You know what I mean? Aww. Whereas, like, I think Tim still had in his head that HIV would mean his life is over.
I mean, you don't want it.
No, I just know. Like you I'm don't not want, saying you want it.
You know, I don't want fucking shingles. I don't want anything.
I don't
a fever.
I don't want a fever. But
people don't want herpes. They don't want a lot
exactly.
of things, but you live with it.
But actually, most doctors who have experience with HIV AIDS nowadays compare it to having diabetes.
Wow.
So some people die of diabetes. It can kill you, and you do have to deal with it. You have to maintain it. Right. But if you're healthy and you eat right and you take your pills, you can live to be, you know, a ripe old age with diabetes.
Yeah.
It's a chronic, manageable disease as opposed to a death sentence. And I have to say to your straight guy listeners, the chances of you getting HIV from a woman, it's almost impossible. And I don't say that
because
I want you to...
Because the penis hole, because right? Is that why? It's small, so it's hard to get all those fluids
because
in there?
Because you need a secretion to enter your body. And there are places in the world, like in Africa, where straight guys get HIV quite a bit from female prostitutes. But
okay.
the reason they get it there is because they don't treat any STDs there. So if you get VD in Africa, I'm not saying like all of Africa, obviously, but in certain parts of Africa... You don't get that shit treated. So you just have this big, open, pussy sore on your dick. And then you fuck a prostitute who has HIV. Now you have HIV. But in this country, again, medicine is such and sort of our standard of living is such that if you got a sore on your dick, you'd go to the doctor and you'd deal with it.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't fuck anyone without a condom in the meantime.
Or leave the house, for that matter.
Right.
If there was an open sore.
You wouldn't be like, let's call a prostitute.
Yeah.
I've got a sore.
She will not mind this.
So that's why straight guys, by and large, in the developed world, have not gotten this. And really...
And women can get it, though, because we have... These open holes were different.
That's right. And you're receiving an injection
yeah.
of semen, which is, and it's a tight, warm, airtight space.
Where bacteria can grow and a virus
That's
can
right.
grow.
A vagina and a butthole are very good places for infection. A mouth, not so much. Your saliva kills almost all viruses and bacteria the moment they touch your.
Interesting.
And so when people say like, oh, well, you can get it from sucking cock. Not really.
It's pretty rare.
It's theoretically possible. But again, you'd have to have just come from like the oral surgeon. And
so if you get a root canal, don't give a BJ.
Don't
that
give
night.
Head the day you get the fucking teeth drilled. The other thing is I talked about viral load. Like if your viral load is undetectable, you're kind of not infectious anyway.
Really? So are you not infectious?
Again, it's theoretical. I wouldn't
okay.
like tell everyone who's got an undetectable viral load to go fuck without condoms. But I have. I've been with people who are negative who are like, let's not use condoms. And I'm like, you're sure about this? And they're like, yeah. And they're
wow.
fine. And some of them I've slept with like many, many times. So
that's some Russian roulette they're playing. A little bit.
I know how it seems. And I know you think like, that's crazy. But you have to understand how many of us have it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's as many as 50% in New York. So.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah. So.
It's so funny. Like. How I feel like I'm living in a different world. Do you
it
know
is.
What I mean? It's so interesting.
I definitely didn't think the number was that high.
I mean, don't quote
that.
Me on 50%.
I'm not
going to
quote
maybe it's
but like,
30%, but it's a lot. It's a lot
it's
of gay guys.
More than I would think.
I think a lot of people actually
How many
have,
people do you know that have AIDS? HIV, I'm sorry, AIDS.
No, it's a natural mistake. Nobody has AIDS, thankfully.
Right. No, but that are tested positive for
I would say, like,
HIV.
I probably, like in my circle of friends, probably like there's like 10 of us. Out of like, you know, I would say I have like 20 or 30 really good friends and like 10 of us are,
wow.
are positive. And
I think it's great, too, how open the community has become from what I can tell from you, because I feel like in the straight community, you know, we have things like herpes and genital warts, but people are still so ashamed to talk about it.
I feel like I'd be more ashamed for some reason if
really?
I had warts. Yeah, warts are like just awful. But warts you can deal with at least. I mean, you can get rid of them. You can't get rid of the virus, but you can like a lot of gay guys.
You can freeze off the warts.
Right. Gay guys get sometimes they get warts in their butthole, which is so awful. And they have to get it burned off or frozen off. I've never, ever had that. Thank God. Weirdly, I've never had any STD. Ever. Except for the big one, which kind of sucks. But even in the gay community, there's still a lot of fear and there's a lot of bullshit and paranoia about this. I met a gay medical student the other day who really should know better. And we were talking on the street. We were walking our dogs. He was totally cute. And he was young, which is part of it. You know, I'm going to be 44. So I've been around the block a little bit. He's like 24. But we start talking and then we start texting like pictures to each other. Like, hey, here's my dick. Here's my ass. You know, typical gay guy stuff.
Here's my dick. Typical gay guy stuff.
And then I was like, oh, by the way, I'm paused. Because I tell everyone. That's like my policy and has been for a while
absolutely.
Now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before you do anything with me. Because I've been in the situation where I've gone home with the guy. We started making out. The clothes came off. And then before we fucked, I was like, oh, by the way. And they flipped out. And it's really uncomfortable. So
yeah,
no.
You don't want a naked flip out.
Yeah. Now I'm like, just no up
front. With a boner. That's awkward.
And the dude was like, oh, I can't do anything with you. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah. He's like, I'm sorry. It's too much of a risk. I said, you know, I'm troubled, not that you won't sleep with me, but by the fact that you're a medical student, because you really need to learn more about this disease and the ways you can and can't get it. And the fact is, we could do just about anything together and you'd be safe. But especially if, like, we used condoms.
Yeah.
Then he was just like, no. Nope. And I'm like, okay, have a nice career as a homophobic gay doctor. Posphobic.
But you know what? Like, I get what he's like. I tell people I have HPV, the cervical cancer causing kind, which freaks out a lot of people who don't.
Is that true?
What do
you
mean?
Or is it just a joke that you tell people?
No, it's true.
I just tell people this.
Just to deter them.
No.
Just to see the reaction.
It's true. You know, like, I've had to get a LEAP procedure, which is where they have to scrape the first layer of your cervix.
Yeah.
And, like, I've had two procedures. So, like, I definitely have, you know, have it, and it's, you know, caused some stuff. But 80% of people get, including men, get the human papillomavirus.
Yeah, we all have it. Yeah.
Everyone has it, but it only... Most people fight it off naturally. My body didn't fight it off. I think now it's latent. Now I fought it off, but after it caused some damage to my cervix. But
oh dear.
But no. But a lot of women get. It's like, that's why we get pap smears. Is to test to see if you're.
So you tell every guy this?
I do, and it's funny because the guys who know it, they're like, yeah, everyone has it, and it doesn't really affect men that much, to be honest. But I still say it. Just to be honest.
I remember we talked about it one time on a podcast. So
yeah.
I kind of looked it up just for whatever. And they say that you can't even test for it, really.
For
and,
men.
Yeah.
For men,
they're
you
just
can.
Like, dude, I don't probably. I don't know.
But
like,
that's
your
why
doctor's just like,
nowadays,
probably.
Nowadays, they have a really good vaccine. And that's why they're telling all parents to vaccinate their kids before they become sexually active, boys and girls. And then that's it. They're set for life.
Right.
So
I actually got that after I was, because when I had gotten the HPV, the cervical cancer kind, the vaccination also includes the genital warts. So I was like, just give me the vaccination so I don't get the genital warts.
And you
kind.
Never had that?
No, no.
Oof.
But HPV, yeah. So there are different strands of HPV and one, well, there are more than two, but like there are kinds that cause the genital warts and kinds that cause what
Isn't
I
Isn't the human body
had.
Disgusting?
It's so
just
weird.
Like a walking
sex
petri
is just,
dish.
Sex is gross.
It's
I mean,
so
the
gross.
Fact that we ever do it. Joe, have you ever had anything?
No. No,
crabs?
No, I've never had crabs.
What?
He's 22, so he's got a lot
you're
more
like
years to catch things.
Incredibly good looking. I would think you've had a lot of pussy.
I've been very safe and selective.
But you can get crabs just from being in a chick's bed. You don't even have to fuck
I've
her.
I've never even known someone who's had crabs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I feel like crabs is so...
Well, I'll tell you why crabs has gone down, the incidence, because people are trimming their bush nowadays.
Yeah. I guess so.
Back
in
the
day, it was like out there.
Everyone had the big
forest.
70s bush. But I just was reading this, that so many guys, especially, like, because women have been shaving for years, but now guys shave their balls too, and they're, like, taint and whatever.
Do you shave your balls, Joe?
Not the actual balls. Like, I don't even know how I would even go about that.
So what part
you
do
trim
you
down
shave?
Them?
Yeah, no, yeah, it buzzed down.
Let me see. Pick it out. Thump. No.
Oh,
but
what a compliment. He just assumed you had a big, he did a thump for
yeah.
you putting it down.
Well, that's just my fantasy. But but no, it crabs.
It's so funny, though. Every guest that we have, every guy guest, gay or straight, always talks about how how handsome Joe is.
Joe's like got a face like an angel.
Stop it, I'm blushing.
He's beautiful. And he's like wearing like a schlubby sweatshirt, like hoodie. He's all like baggy. And I can still tell like that there's a hot body under there. I just know it.
You know what's so funny? A lot of, because Joe doesn't do stand-up. He has a really successful YouTube channel. And I've had some comedians hate on him a little bit, stand-ups, because he's really successful. And
I hate you too for that.
And what I say a lot is I'm like, he's 22 years old. He is one of the most grounded, ambitious person. How would I say it? How would I, is it person or people? People, there you go. People I've ever met. And part of the thing, the reason I brought it up with the, he should get a lot of pussy. He could get a lot more. He has a girlfriend now, but even before that, he doesn't, do you know what I mean?
Right, he's not a pig.
No, he's like,
I mean, like I said not, multiple times, like I've said, like you go through
I'm
phases.
Not painting you like a saint.
No,
but what
right.
I'm saying is your numbers could have been fucking stacked.
My friends say that all the time. Like, yo, if I was you, I would have everything.
But why? It's like you're saying, it's like, you know, you would have been introducing a lot of germs into your body. I know that's a silly way of saying
well,
it. But
also,
and you would have given a lot of your energy, because I'm really spiritual and into that stuff.
Totally.
It drains you.
But also, you would have, it would have been harder for you to create emotional, intimate bonds with women when you did find someone you cared about. You know, when we fuck constantly, and this is, took me a long time to learn, when we fuck everyone, we don't end up loving anyone or ourselves. And I mean, I don't mean to sound so heavy and preachy, but it's taken me like decades
no,
to realize
No, I agree,
this.
But a lot of people don't like hearing that.
You just, you know, as a man, and particularly as a gay man, there's this instinct to just have as much sex as possible, and sex is so fun, and sex is hot, and as gay men, you know, we spent decades.
Because is it also because, though, you guys have a lot of testosterone? You know, like, where it's like, you know, women, when you're a straight man, I feel like, no, but I have a high sex drive,
well,
too.
Clearly, there are very few lesbians who are, like, running around fucking everything in sight. Like, lesbian relationships tend to be a lot more monogamous and longer lasting
yeah.
than gay male relationships. Gay men, it's very difficult for us to keep it together because we just want to fuck everything. But part of that is culturally, you know, for decades we were told that we could never have sex, that we were disgusting, that we, that the sex we had was unnatural, that it was, you know, it was illegal. It was mm-hmm. literally, you could be arrested.
That's, and do you know when it became not illegal?
So it's been a gradual process, but as recently as...
I mean, it's still illegal in many, many states to get married, which is bullshit.
But,
don't even get me started
But as
on
recently
that.
As 2003, sodomy was illegal in
wow.
half of all states. And sodomy was defined as any sex that a man had with another man. When that was overturned by the Supreme Court by a slim majority, that set into motion the gay marriage fight. Because the marriage fight was always about, like, well, we can't let them get married because that's illegal. You know, what they're doing to each other is illegal. And once that got overturned, there was really no argument against it. But I'm talking about like in the 60s and 70s, and certainly before then, gay bars would routinely be raided by the cops. Cops would just break in, beat people, arrest people, publish their names in the newspaper the next
day. To shame them.
To shame them. They would be completely, you know, shunned by their families, their communities.
What a fear-based society.
Terrifying.
And I mean, we still, it's still very fear-based. It's a little better, but I still. Ugh.
So after the gay revolution, after the Stonewall riots of 69, when the gays like stood up for themselves and fought back against the police, you had like drag queens, you know, lighting police cars on fire. That's a great, if no one knows about that, they should Google the Stonewall riots.
I would love to see a picture of a drag queen.
Oh, it's fantastic. There's some great documentaries about
fire.
It.
Just trying to picture that.
But after that, it was like, okay, now we have our rights a little bit and we are going to fuck like
because you
constantly.
Had been so suppressed that it's like, I always say it's like a slingshot where it's like you
yes.
the suppression, you were pulled in one direction and then whoop.
And that's
you
how you got
other.
Bathhouses and sex clubs and parks and, you know, it's just people went crazy. And
so it's true that a lot of times, like in the steam rooms, people were all.
Oh, my God. The steam room for me, I could not for years. I couldn't imagine working out without having sex after my workout. That was like part of the workout.
Wow.
Like, why go to the gym if you're not going to get a blowjob?
Craziness.
And I don't do that anymore. I actually go to a gym without a steam room, but that's kind of the norm. And I always
still
I always think about straight guys who don't know this, like when you're
I have
in the
no
gym,
idea I have none of this.
Would you ever go into a steam room?
Not really.
Like, of course not, because why do you want to be sitting there with other naked guys?
I, like, and just just sweating? Like, I just don't get it. Like, it's.
I don't even. Yeah. First
even
of all,
if there was no
like
one in
saunas,
there, if it was by myself, why would I go there to sweat?
Yeah,
like, it's just
humid and
sweating.
Sticky.
But I'm telling you, Joe, if you ever went into a steam room at a public gym, and it was an all male steam room, obviously this doesn't happen in co-ed steam rooms, and you just grabbed your crotch a little bit, like even if you were wearing a towel, but you just kind of gave it a grab, every single guy there would start having sex. Like that's like the signal that says like you're cool with it, and anyone can do what they want. And as long as you don't do that, nothing is going to happen. You're like the cop.
Holy shit. That's crazy, man.
It's crazy. And straight people have no idea this goes on in every gym.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a whole other world that I didn't even know existed.
The gay underground world.
We don't fuck in the steam room. Like, that would be pretty extreme. But, like, there's, like, jerking off and cocksucking and stuff.
That's pretty. I mean.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Pretty. I didn't mean to
it
say
is
that's pretty.
That's believe
beautiful.
Me, it's very pretty.
I'm going to take it's my so pastels, sweet. Do a little painting.
So, and especially, like, in New York, in the gay neighborhoods. Like in Chelsea and Hell's Kitchen, those gyms. I mean, every once in a while, you get a complaint lodged by the maintenance people because they're like, we're tired of cleaning up cum.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's so like
grossed out.
I would have never guessed that in 100 years.
Yeah.
Just walk into the steam room. Imagine that. Like, I just walked in there. I had no idea. I'm just sitting down, like, how you doing? And I just had like an itch. I was like, okay. And all of a sudden, everyone just starts fucking blowing each other.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
What is going on right now?
I love that. We should do an episode of something where, yeah, you just have an itch and everyone's like,
it's like, oh, no, you're cool. Like, they just start jerking everyone off.
That
like,
happened
oh
once
God.
To me. I was in my steam room at my gym and there was like 10 of us. And we were all, like, everyone was just like deer, you know, just like anxiously looking at everyone else, waiting for someone to start it. And it was so clear to me that every single person there was gay and was into it. So I just started it. I just, like, the guy behind me had a hard on, and because we were on different levels.
Was he good looking or like?
Yeah, he was fine. Okay. I mean, you know, when you're in the steam room, it's not like.
He was all right.
Yeah. The people you hook up in the steam room aren't the people you would necessarily want to marry.
Steam room goggles, huh, guys?
Exactly.
Steam room goggles.
Well, it's literally steamy, so it's hard to see. But the guy behind me was hard. It was kind of like rubbing his dick against my back. So I just kind of turned around and I was like, oh. Like, I just kind of went down on him.
Whoa.
And I all of a sudden, I hear this guy from around the corner go, whoa. And then he just stood up and left. Like, he was the one straight guy that I had overlooked somehow. And everyone just kind of looked at each other like, what do we do now? And then we were like, well, he's gone, so all right. And everyone was just like, hum, hum,
hum. I guess he never went into a steam room again.
I think he learned his lesson.
Jesus Christ. I don't know. Like, if I and walked that guy's in on name that, was he's completely Joe. Overwhelmed. I'd be completely
You'd be so flustered.
I would walk in and I would just see all that and be like, oh my God.
I'd be flustered. If I went to a steam room and like
some
all
girl
girls
just grabbed your
eating,
badge.
Well, yeah. Well, that's a whole other thing. Someone just grabbed me. I probably.
I just think it's crazy. Even if it was like a guys and girls, like, and I just like, whatever. And all of a sudden everyone just starts fucking. I'd be like, what is going on in here? What the fuck is going on?
Here, okay. If I walked in and it was all girls and they were all, you know, going down
scissoring.
On each other, I would. I'd want to stay and watch out of pure curiosity. Like, I definitely would want, but I wouldn't because I'd be like, I don't want to be a part of it.
You would
necessarily.
Take. You would take out your notepad and have like, I have a lot of questions.
I would. Yeah, I'd be like, this is fascinating. But I wouldn't want to be a part of it, so that's why I would get out of there. Whereas, like, I don't know, because we've talked. I've been to sex parties, a couple of them.
You
with,
have?
Like, yeah, with straight people, fucking, and it was fascinating. Like, I definitely loved. Just watching, you know what I mean? Like, it was like, whoa.
Did you do any participating?
I had sex with my husband at the time publicly, but didn't participate. Like, I didn't want anyone.
Was it thrilling for you to have people watching you?
Yes and no. Like, it was definitely a new experience, but it was so, I was so, like, uptight and nervous that I couldn't actually relax and enjoy it. Do you know what I mean? Like, but it was,
yeah.
Like, a neat thing. But I don't know if I'd really want to get into that. I don't think I'd want to get into that scene regularly because it's like drinking tons of Red Bull every day. Like, you get used to a certain type of stimulation.
That's so true.
That then all of a sudden, like, the normal sex, which right now I just love and think it's great, would suddenly become a little more boring. And I just don't feel like I need that.
That's exactly why sex addiction is so rampant in the gay community, because what's considered exciting for us, the threshold for that gets higher and higher and higher. So it's not enough to just like meet a hot guy and go home with him and have sex in a bed. Like, now you want to be in a group, or you want to, mm-hmm. like, you know, be at a glory hole, or you want, like, there's so many. There's
so
just,
wait, glory holes exist?
They do. They're kind of
For people who don't know, a glory hole is like a hole
do you know,
on
Joe?
One side of the wall that yeah. someone can put their dick through, and then someone else, they don't even know who it is, starts just sucking it or doing whatever.
I mean, in the old days, glory holes were the only way that gay men could have sex. So you'd be like if you went to a military base, there'd be like a bathroom, or there'd be like some kind of common area with a hole in the wall, and there'd be like some gay guy on the other side sucking off all the Marines. Like, I think nowadays it's more like glory holes are like a theme park. Like when, like they'll have
it's
them.
Like you just want to try something.
Like they'll, yeah, they'll have them set up like inside a gay sex
club. You and
club.
Sammy should do like get some cardboard. I'm joking. He's looking at Joe's giving me a look like I'm joking.
No, but I'm saying like what would be the
just it's the not point? There is no point. It's just funny to picture for some reason you're getting a cardboard box.
I'm like, babe, I made a hole in the bathroom wall.
Yeah, exactly.
Get in the bathroom. I'll be in here.
I just love
and it. I can't think of anything a woman would want less than just like a dick coming through a hole. Like, yeah, like the dick is probably the least favorite part of the man for a woman.
It's just not romantic. I'm all about the dick. Like for me, I'm like very into all that stuff. You know what I mean? So
you're a big fan of the dick.
Big fan of the dick.
As am I.
Yeah, I feel like if you're not a fan of the dick, or you're not if a guy says he's straight and not a fan of pussy, it's like, what are you doing? Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. like what?
I agree. Although yeah. some people, I mean, even in gay relationships, there are guys who just don't like to suck dick. They just like to get
rid
they
of
just
them.
Like to get blown. Mm-hmm. Well, but then they wind up with guys who just like to blow. Like everyone's got their thing.
Who just would want to blow someone?
You'd be amazed.
Really?
That is such a fetish for so
if
many
If I met
gay
a guy
guys.
Who was like, "Don't blow me, but I'll
I
go down
I just
want to
eat
time,
your pussy."
I'd be kind of into it, but I'd also be like, "What the fuck's going on?"
I know guys like that. In fact, I knew I was at a comedy club one night talking to a straight guy, and I wish I could remember who it was, and he was saying he's really not into getting head. He likes to fuck his girlfriend. He loves to go down on her, but like getting head doesn't do much for him. And I was shocked because I thought like every straight guy loves to get head.
Maybe
from a
she's
woman.
Just not good at it.
That's what I said.
I had a boyfriend once who wasn't that into getting head. It bugged me the fuck out. It just bugged me out.
I don't really
it
know.
It upset me.
I don't know dudes who don't like getting head, but I know dudes who are like, there's no way I could come from getting head.
What?
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, well, that's fucking
my
crazy.
Favorite way to come. It's so intense.
I don't know what it's like to get a blowjob, but
it's great.
It's very hard for me to have an orgasm from being eaten out. It's I don't know why. It's just way harder. And it's funny because I know some girls where it's way easier for them that way and harder to have an orgasm from having sex. But for me, it's way easier for me to have an orgasm from having sex. So I prefer it as like that's like the foreplay leading up.
Interesting.
Do you know what I mean? But
when I was with women, because I dated women when I was like in high school and early college, man, the vagina is so complicated. I didn't know what the fuck was going on down there. I didn't know where the clitoris was. I didn't know what it was or what I was supposed to do with it. A dick is much easier.
Really?
A dick is just like, it sticks right out at you. I mean, you can't, everything's right there.
You can't miss it.
You can't miss it. It's in your face. And also, as a guy, I know what feels good to a dick. I have no concept of what it is
but
to
also,
have a
I think
vagina.
You never had the motivation to really want to understand
No, I did.
Oh, you did?
I wanted so badly to be straight, and I wanted to please these women I was with.
Isn't
I wasn't
that so
a, I wasn't
sad
selfish.
In our society that, like, you know, people who were gay feel the need to fit in, so they try to stuff it? I hate that.
I feel like, but sometimes it's not even about the society thing. It's like, you just don't know. Like when I was younger, I didn't know what gay was. I didn't know what straight was. You know,
yeah,
I
but
just
you would,
like lived.
You would know if you wanted to be with a guy, even when you were like 13. You'd be aware that you were looking at guys as opposed to girls.
I guess so.
I molested when I was.
I can't wait to hear the end of this.
Wait,
sentence.
What?
When I was in fifth grade, let me. I didn't molest because I don't want to have my words twisted.
I mean,
but
you
what
said
happened?
It.
Well, I'll explain what happened. I definitely coerced. That's a better word. I coerced one of my girlfriends. We played, house where we played house. And I was like, I'm going to be the husband, of course. Who else would be the husband? She was the wife. And like she came home or I came home from work and we just started kissing. Not like making out, like kissing on the lips. But then I lifted up her shirt and was kissing her boobs. I
and you were in fifth grade?
Fifth grade.
What a little perv you
yeah,
were.
Yeah, total Jesus. Perv.
Did you have any experiences with women after that?
No, I really just kind of, I guess, suppressed that part of me. But I also really love dick. So it wasn't like I was missing out on fun, but I definitely like that bisexual part. I just didn't really. But when I met my ex-husband, but see, this wasn't fun either because he like pushed it. he wanted a threesome. I never had one. Didn't want to do that because of jealous stuff. I just didn't want to. But I was like, okay, I'll make out with chicks as a way to like heighten it. So that's why we went to the sex party. So like I made out with some girls, but it wasn't really exciting because it wasn't about like me being in the moment. It was like, oh, look, are you now?
Right. It was all for
his benefit. Am I satisfying
you
now? Yeah. So like.
Does lesbian action do anything for you, Joe?
It does. But like it does and doesn't. Like I know guys are like, oh, dude, lesbian. Oh, yeah. Like awesome. But it's like, I don't know. It's like I can't put myself into that situation. You know?
That's
because
how
lesbians
I feel.
Are not into that. You know what I mean? They're not like,
yeah,
like
that's
dude,
the
get
thing.
Your dick out of here. Like
if
I'm not...
I was, if I was,
they don't
ever...
want you there.
Yeah, it's like, what am I?
Exactly.
So that, like that doesn't like I get it how it's hot because it's two of what I like together. You know,
unless an organic.
Up. Against
Listen,
each other.
Like in a threesome-y situation with two girls and a guy, let's say, if it happened organically where like everyone was actually into it, then I could see that being a turn on.
No,
one of those,
that would be
yeah.
Like if it was happening in a threesome, awesome. But if it's just two girls, like what that's not gonna
like if you're watching
porn. Because then it's
porn.
Like they're bisexual if it's a threesome, like me and two girls, like I'm down. But if it's like just
lesbians
two girls
want-
and people are like, do you think that's hot? I'm like, yeah, that's cool, but it's like it's not.
If they want nothing to do with your dick,
right, it's like
what does
about,
it do
exactly.
to you?
Like if you're watching porn, Joe,
yeah,
and a lesbian scene comes on, do you watch it or do you fast forward and get to the fucking with the guys?
I'll stick around for a little.
Okay,
I'm definitely a skipper though.
You know what?
I think everyone's a skipper.
Porn's just annoying
honest.
Though because most porn is so inauthentic, and we've talked about this before. But you can feel when people are actually enjoying it.
Yeah.
And when it's all staged. And it's very rare that you find a porn where the people are enjoying it. For
well,
real.
In gay porn, you know, there's a top and a bottom. And I always hate... Well, first of all, I don't watch porn anymore. I stopped watching porn
Me
on,
too.
July, on July 4th. Yeah, baby.
On July 4th.
That was my independence from porn
I've
day.
I've been sober for 6 months now.
God bless America.
No, it was an experiment I wanted to try after seeing this TED Talk on YouTube called The Great Porn Experiment, which is about how all these guys... and it was about straight guys, but it was about how all these guys are just like realizing that porn has ruined their sex lives and they're just going to stop watching porn. And then they like go on these internet sites and talk about how their lives have changed. And some of them went from being like C students to A students and they like mm-hmm. got a better job and they got a better relationship. And I was like, I'll try this. Nothing really great has happened yet, but I just realized that I don't need it. And that yeah. actually I'm not even that horny all the time, but I watch porn to make myself horny so that I'll jerk off, so that I'll come. And I'm like, that's stupid. If
yeah.
I'm not horny to begin
it's
with,
it's like passing
I just,
the time.
Right.
Which is.
But in gay porn.
I literally find myself doing that sometimes. I'm like, oh, fuck it. Like when I was in high school and I was like sick with the flu or some shit, I'd be like, I'm just going to lay here for hours? Jerk off.
I'm going to lay here
it's
and
fun
come.
To jerk off when you're sick. But
yeah, of course. That's going to happen sometimes. But I do like what you were saying, and I feel like we've hit on this point, which is like, and porn goes right in it, is that it's harder to have intimate relationships and to actually experience deep love when you're either looking at porn all the time or having, you know, multiple sex partners. To go from having tons of sex partners and having really heightened sexual experiences to then having to go to being monogamous and having an intimate relationship
so difficult.
Would be so difficult. But I feel like when you have that intimate relationship, you get so much out of that, you know? And listen, if you're not into monogamy and you want to go fuck, do your thing. But, you know, I have a friend that I was talking to where he was used to just going out and, you know, having sex with tons of people. And then once he got into a relationship, it was like his brain's his brain is literally changing and it's hard because he was used to the constant excitement of a new body, a new person.
Did you guys see the movie Don John?
Yes.
I thought that was really great.
I loved
really
that
well
movie.
Done.
See it.
You got
yeah,
it.
Joseph
You'll
Gordon-Levitt.
Love it. Check it out.
He's like a really super hot straight guy who's addicted to porn, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And he meets Scarlett Johansson and starts a relationship with her. And I won't tell you anymore because I don't want to ruin it. But it's a fucking good movie.
Yeah. Okay. Seriously, you'd like it.
And there's a lot of like hot sex in it from my perspective. Actually, it's probably more him than Scarlett Johansson. I don't know if you even see Scarlett Johansson
still-
naked.
I was into the whole movie.
It just was it's a funny movie too. It's like well, it's like a comedy. Tony Danza's his father. It's well done.
Tony Danza.
Yeah.
Yeah. making a comeback.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt looked so ridiculously hot in that movie.
See, I didn't find him good looking in that movie. Because he's so, like, he's got that,
he's a,
like,
Guido meathead.
Yeah, exactly. He's like Jim, guy. That's I'm not into that overly gymmed out look.
Fucking love it.
Which is funny because my boyfriend used to be like that bodybuildery type with the over, and like he'll show me like, look what I used to be. I'm like, that doesn't do anything for me. Like, I don't need someone who's like all pumped up and stuff. Not into it. Because when I see that, it reads as unhealthy to me. Like, in my brain, I like, you don't know, if someone's spending that much time at the gym, I'm like, what are you running from? It doesn't.
What can
my
be obsessive
like
anything else?
Yeah.
Which is part of your routine. What the fuck are you talking about?
I just don't. Someone who's
she's saying someone who's like, you can, every muscle pops out. Like, not just someone who's in shape, but someone who's,
I'm not talking about someone who's just in shape. Yeah.
But
it's
more of like a sport almost.
It's a gay sport.
If your sport is spending 2 hours every day lifting
sculpting
weights.
Sculpting your body. That's fucking
lifting
gay.
Lifting weights. You're at a gym.
You want to fuck yourself or someone
Get
who looks just
yourself.
Like you.
Lifting weights. That's fucking gay.
It is very gay.
Just looking in a mirror. One.
Any straight
guy. Go rock climbing. Go do an activity and look good.
Those straight guys who do that and then they shave their bodies and it's like, come
that's
on,
what I'm
dude.
Saying.
Just be with a dude.
I was with a dude once who just shaved his entire body and I was like, ugh. God, that turns me just like, love yourself. There's a part of self-hate in there that I just feel like I can taste and I don't like it.
What I just think it's like very feminine.
What's like, it taste like?
I just think that unless you're a swimmer and you need to be faster in the water, why are you shaving your entire body?
Swimmers are gay too.
Swimmers are gay too.
Also, when a guy swimmers are gay too.
Oh man,
what's his face, the one who just got busted and he's in rehab now?
Michael Phelps
had sex with that transgender woman or hermaphrodite, whatever she was. Excuse me, intersex. I should not use the word hermaphrodite.
Right.
She's intersex. But anyway, I think most straight guys are more concerned with the way the woman's body looks than with the way their own body looks. And if you're so into your own body, there's something a little homoerotic about that.
No, that's what I'm saying. And it's like... something about like feeling like you can't have any body hair or just paying that much attention to the physical.
And like getting your nails and toenails and your eyebrows. Like,
I get my eyebrows done, but I have to,
but
because
also,
I have
a
fucking unibrow.
Too, listen, but you're a gay man. And like, I feel like in the gay community, taking care of yourself is a little more accepted.
We groom quite a bit.
Yeah.
And we
want
to look younger than we are.
I personally don't want a man who's grooming himself all the time. I'm not into that.
My sister,
I'm not grooming
all
myself all the time.
She hates, like, she doesn't want like a dude who's like, totally, I'm like a pretty boy almost. You know what I mean? Just like so into their own looks.
But you know, some gay guys are into bears, who are like super hairy and don't groom at all. So it just depends on your taste. I happen to like guys that are masculine but also take really good care of themselves. And you know, having a unibrow is not sexy to me, so I have to get mine threaded.
I mean, it would be one thing if a guy just plucked in the middle. Do you know what I mean?
It's
but
too
it's
too
like...
much work. I let the Indian women do it. They're so good at it.
That's what I do. I just plucked the middle.
And the thing is, it's not just about guys. Like, you know, there are some girls who like spend so much time tanning themselves and on their hair.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's like the whole Jersey Shore thing.
It's just like it's one thing to take care of yourself.
I'm not like a big makeup guy either. Like, I understand like girls wear like, you know, whatever makeup they wear.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm talking about like at weddings and like your sweet 16, like. That kind of makeup, I think, looks terrible on every single person in the world.
It's TV makeup.
It's
when
clown
they do,
makeup.
Yeah, when they do my TV makeup, it's like okay on the when the camera's on you because the lights do something to it. But when I walk around after that, I'm like, I'm embarrassed.
I know, me too. I actually love when they put that TV makeup on me because I like my skin is flawless and so like wrinkle free.
You've
and
got
everything.
Great skin.
Thank you, but it's really good when they put that on. And then I do my segment, and then afterwards I come home and I look in the mirror and I'm like, I am orange and like a piece of clay.
You know, when I look in the mirror, it's like my cheeks are bright red. They put that like blush on it. And yeah, so that's what I mean. Like even girls who spend that much time on their appearance, they come off as douchey to me. So like Sammy's perfect where like she, you can tell she takes time, but not like a lot of time.
Yeah.
You know, she's not like a schlub. But she's not like, oh my God, I'm gonna spend hours making sure I can look good so I can leave the house.
It can be, I think way more times than not, she's not wearing makeup.
That's awesome.
At all.
But you guys are also both very attractive people. If you're ugly. And there's a lot of ugly people out there. You got to do what you can. I mean, you're going to spend as much time as you can on your hair and your makeup and your clothes. Because what the fuck else do you have going
for you? But I think confidence is... Stop it. I think confidence...
What the fuck is that?
Horrible.
I'm serious.
I think confidence, though... I'm not saying that, like, if you don't find yourself attractive and makeup makes you feel better, fine, do your thing. But, like, you just got to own it.
Yeah.
You got to own your stuff.
There was a girl who... When I was in high school, this is a girl that I knew. And... One day she sent me a picture of herself with like little makeup on because she usually goes crazy. And I'm like, you look so much better like when you don't put a lot.
Oh, when a girl's face
like,
is
so
Kate's,
much better.
Yeah.
Like Kate, she looks so much better. And I was telling her this and she just couldn't do it. Like she just didn't feel confident.
It's almost because it becomes a mask.
I guess. But it's also people are afraid of change. Like my brother, my brother, when he wouldn't take his glasses off. Like, he had glasses his whole life. When he got contacts, he obviously looks better, like, without his glasses. And he just wouldn't do it at first.
Because like, you don't look like yourself anymore.
Right. You feel like, I don't like that it's different. Like
I grew a beard a year ago. And I had never in my life had one. But now every fucking guy has to have one. Like, every guy. And especially the gays. Like, we have. So, at first, I was like, I don't like it. And then now, when I shave it, I think I look bizarre. Like, I have to have the beard
I would
now.
Never shave
We're
my
so
face
funny. We get attached.
Again.
Humans just get attached to things, all of us.
And it just looks like me now.
Yeah.
Also, because I'm getting older and my face got bigger, like, it just looks better to have something.
It helps to, like, sculpt
framing
it.
Me. Exactly.
Yeah,
frame
it. Like a
we actually,
frame.
We got to wrap things up.
I'm glad we
so
segued
nice
off
you.
Of the AIDS talk, but it was. that was a downer. But no, it's lovely talking to you guys. And,
Where can they find you?
They can find me on adamsank.com and on Twitter at adamsank, S-A-N-K.
Cool. Joe?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Joe Santagato.
And I'm on Twitter at the Kate Wolf. You can email us, invasionofprivacypodcast@gmail.com. And I've been trying to get back to all of you, and I really do love that you guys reach out. And, and Tim and I are still doing the tarot and numerology readings. So if you want one, you can email me.
I do.
You want one? You should. Seriously. Well, we can talk about it when I was about to go on. Like, seriously. You can actually email me at Invasion of Privacy or at kwolf2f27@gmail.com. Mm. Bye.
Bye.